There's a lot to celebrate in Silicon Valley, and the mood was pretty optimistic with a Christmas party for company chief executives. The economy is growing here. Jobs are being created. Not huge numbers, but at least they are increasing.
Thank you all for celebrating with us this evening. So many successes to strengthen not only Silicon Valley, but our state and nation by working together this year.
Thank you, Rod. And among the speakers was San Jose City Mayor Chuck Reed.
We had a great year in the Valley. And on behalf of all of the elected officials who spend all the tax dollars that you generate, we want to thank you for your tax dollars.
Lighthearted but deadly serious, San Jose is in a lot of trouble.
It does seem odd to some people. We're the capital of Silicon Valley, huge economy here, still growing. But nevertheless, we're facing service-level insolvency because of the skyrocketing costs of retirement benefits. It means we're draining money from services and pouring it into retirement costs.
Excuse me?
Can we go in?
Oh, let's go in. I'm Jane Light, the library director for the city of San Jose. And we're in a new library, completed in March, but empty since then and will be empty through the rest of this fiscal year. So it'll be empty at least a year and a quarter.
So will this library open, and what's stopping it from being opened?
Well, someday it will open, but I think it will be delayed several more years until there's sufficient operating budget in the library for us to staff it.
I mean, this isn't something that's just half finished.
No. The public art is up. I think a library full of people and books is a beautiful thing. But with empty shelves, so there's no color provided by book, and no movement in color with people, is kind of a sad thing.
There's just no money.
There's no money. No library should be this quiet.
There are four libraries in San Jose like this. The rest are only open part-time. 30% of staff have been cut. All the services in the city are suffering. Larry Gersten, professor of political science at San Jose University, explains the problem.
Several agreements have been negotiated over many years between elected officials, administrators on the one hand, employees on the other, and they've really committed too much. And so now they're in this delicate position of trying to undo commitments that they've already agreed to, and nobody likes doing that. Put that combination of a deteriorated economy and large numbers of people retiring, you've got a problem.
This fantastic, huge new building with San Jose Police Department on the side cost $90 million to build. It was supposed to be the second major headquarters in this rapidly growing city. The lamps are still on, leading up to the entrance, but the whole thing is completely fenced off. It was closed the same day it opened, in October 2010, because the city couldn't afford the staff to run it.
We've had more homicides this year than we've had since the early 90s. And part of that has to be attributed to our staffing levels and our ability to prevent crime before it happens.
Jim Unland is president of the San Jose Police Officers Association. He admits they have very generous pensions. But despite catastrophic predictions in a Stanford University study, says they have made an offer and blames the mayor.
His plan literally will drive every police officer out of this city. We won't have police officers here because under his plan, they'll either be so far below market value that they'll leave to other agencies or they will be priced out because they will be paying so much into their pension. His plan goes far beyond what the numbers need to be.
So you think that the problem isn't as serious as the academics at Stanford and the mayor say?
No, I think what their solutions are way overboard.
Many cities in America and further afield are in a similar situation. Generous pension deals are causing huge problems with local budgets. Mayor Chuck Reed is taking a motion to the ballot to get the people of San Jose to change the city's contract or constitution to get them out of the hole.
If we don't deal with it, we will continue to reduce headcount or continue to reduce employees. We'll be closing all the libraries and all the community centers and having to have big debates about police officers versus firefighters. And, that's a terrible place to have a city, a terrible place to put the people of a city. But it is a very real possibility if we don't get a handle on this problem, because this is a huge